Welcome back, Leo. Who has a 4.0? Where have they arrived?
Word on the street is that the first ones are leaking out in America, in the United States, and in Canada. Yeah.
Oh.
And this was not by design, but it was more the forces of global logistics, I should call it, that conspired to drop them first into the US.
The European customs seem a little more picky about what they let through than the United States.
Can I say this on the podcast, like pain in the ass? Is that, do I have to be PG-13 or anything?
I think we're okay. No, I think we're okay.
There have been a pain in the ass. I mean, again, US went through last week, immediately got it to the warehouse, and warehouse turned around quickly. So US customers, most of them, many of them have the 4.0 in their hand, and the remaining quantity is shipping as we speak. Europe is a different story. The last week's shipment that was in Europe from Monday onwards sat between customs and FedEx and, you know, TNT and whoever else is involved for about a week. It's a developing story. One of our guys is currently at the airport trying to knock down walls and, you know, kick in doors and all that. And rumor has it that the product is currently on a delivery truck. It's going to be dropped at a warehouse this afternoon. And yeah, you know, hit the regular mail couriers tomorrow onwards. Now, obviously, my fingers are crossed because Europe and shipping has been a little bit of a weird situation recently. We've had a bunch of shipments that kind of went through Europe and took a long time. But again, it's a developing story, but all pre-orders are in Europe and should be in the mailbox within, let's conservatively say, two days, right? Like they'll ship them.
Yep.
A warehouse receives them tomorrow, pick, pack, and postage, and boom, off they go.
And then once people get their 4.0, so say your 4.0 arrives in the mail, what's one thing that they should be aware of when they plug it in, get it all set up?
Well, I mean, one thing they may notice, and this is due to the fact that they have been sitting at customs for over a week now, some of those woos may have dropped into shelf mode, which is, again, a mode that we built to preserve battery. What customers will notice when they tap the button to start the woo, it will blink blue quickly in succession three times. So this is a sign, woo woke up from shelf mode. Doesn't yet have a time and date, so you got to connect it to the app to set time and date. But we recommend that anyways, because there's a firmware update waiting for the Woo to kind of polish up and, you know, tighten up the last nuts and bolts to get it ready for the maiden voyage. And I think, I guess, the third thing you will notice is that it holds a significant amount of charge still, and that's also due to, you know, the improved battery life of the device and shelf mode. So should be all set to go after a quick firmware update.
Yep, and it sounds like we also have a an app update that's on the way for the Woo 4.0 app.
Right, so we had released, I think, the first 4.0 app must have been 10 days ago, something like that. Can't even remember. It's like the fog of the past weeks. But there's version 4.0.2. That's, for one, kind of getting us ready and geared up for this year's Woo Worlds, setting all the dates and all the technology so that will work smooth. And secondly, one thing that's noteworthy on Android, I had mentioned this, I think, in a prior call, but we really rebuilt Bluetooth from scratch, and there's more that came out of it, more work that went into it. So Android, on top of just the Woo World's readiness, has a whole bunch of Bluetooth improvements that should, you know, make everything more stable and reliable across devices. Android is a very wide field of different devices with different Bluetooth implementations, so it's always a challenge. But yeah, our developers really sunk their teeth into it, and I think got a lot fixed and improved. So excited about that one.
Great. Yeah, so Woo World's team signup is now live. That's going to kick off on September 15th. Coming right up. Anything you've heard so far, Leo, about team signup? Any teams to watch?
There's rumors. I'm not fully plugged in because my head currently is still, you know, 4.0 shipping, all that stuff, and obviously making the tech ready for Woo Worlds. But from what I heard, there's a Dutch super team coming out of the woodworks. I don't know, Arlen, if you're more plugged in than I am, but
I think we can leave it at that. We'll say that there's quite a loaded squad that are going to team up to try to take down the Shipmunks, and yeah, they have some talent. So if you are, you know, a talented big air rider, you're going to have to really dig deep, get an all-star crew together if you want to break that top three for Team Max Height. We also heard a little bit of a rumbling for the endurance disciplines. We're not going to let that one out just yet, but there might be some opportunities for a team to make some moves in endurance as well. So definitely a good time to hit up your buddies, get them on the team sign up for Woo Worlds, and looking forward to kicking that off in just about 10 days.
Right. Yeah. It's very, very close. And yeah, this is the time to sow the seeds for a successful campaign in one of those disciplines.
One other piece of feedback we heard this week, we had released a new version for the Apple Watch. So the Apple Watch paired with a Woo will show you your height, and it will also record GPS while you're riding. It's not the only child.
Princess.
It's a little bit of a princess. Yeah, the Apple Watch is a little bit of a princess. But, you know, the software is running great, and when it decides that it wants to be charged up and healthy, it can be an awesome display to have on the water with you. We've seen, you know, guys out of New Zealand post videos. Jason Montreal was doing some really cool kite tests where he had the Apple Watch going so he could see all of his heights right on the water. And we've heard from users that the new Apple Watch software is working super well with the 4.0. So if you're going to do any endurance disciplines at Woo Worlds, the Apple Watch is a good choice for that. Or if you're going to do big air, it's a great display to show your jump height paired with the Woo 4.0. Thumbs up there. Great job to the developers at Woo for getting that one updated.
Well, it's 4.0, but it's also 3.0, right? So 3.0 also got that
right.
Latest firmware polish up that improves that connection back to full power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great pair. I personally, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this here, but I personally still prefer my Garmin watch, but that's a good combination as well.
It's good to have options.
It's good to have options, exactly. If you have an Apple Watch anyways, you know, stick with it, and it's a beautiful combination.
Yeah, especially the Ultra, like their kind of more rugged, bigger battery version of the watch. You know, we're expecting some new Apple devices in the next couple of weeks with kind of their annual release. And yeah, we're always looking for like that perfect watch for Woo.
Right. Yeah. And we just came out of that head-to-head race with Apple and who launches earlier, but we beat him. So good time for us.
And finally, we have a 3.0 update. So if you're using the Woo 3.0, there was a big firmware update a few weeks ago that's looking really good. You know, the device is now super stable. Leo, you mentioned that there's one more round of updates that you have kind of planned for that coming up. What's the latest there?
I think I called it once the peskiest bug of all time. That is definitely squashed, fixed, and eliminated and terminated and, you know, sent to the moon by the last update. So we're very, very happy about that one. That took us a lot of time, nerves, energy, and frustration. We added a few checks and balances in there that every now and then makes your Woo throw a red light. That's by design. That's on purpose to alert us of certain events happening in the Woo. That one we don't need now anymore. We're quite confident that, well, we're very confident that it's no longer needed. And so we'll remove that. So if you have this issue with a red light, know that it's a lingering kind of support structure that we had built after we had this peskiest bug of all time. No longer needed. We'll kick it out soon enough. And so 3.0 should be completely back to your normal, reliable companion.
Awesome. Well, next week, we're going to have a glimpse at the beginning forecast for Woo Worlds. So I think the tech talk might get turned down a little bit as we switch over to being fans of the community and some of the storylines that will start to emerge for Woo Worlds. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, can't wait.
Leo, do you have a team yet for Woo Worlds?
I don't, but I'm usually a loyal companion, so I'll probably be ending up with Boston Boosters or the Wicked Boosters again. I don't know, Arlen, will you join them as well, or will you veer out to some of the more global teams?
Ooh, good question. I have been spectating the Shipmunks as they organize, and I've been really impressed with their team communication. They have their own little Discord server that they talk about t-shirt designs and, you know, who's going where. So
wow,
very well organized. But yeah, I might stick with the Boosters. I wonder if I have enough kite friends to make my own team, get some new faces on board. Maybe my Hatteras homies will assemble. We'll see.
Yeah, well, curious to see. Love to have you back on the Wicked Boosters, but, you know, you're obviously a free agent at this time and free to choose a new team, yeah.
And the Wicked Boost is not an easy team to score top five in.
Nope, not even close. Not even close in any of the disciplines.
Yeah, we have some really solid big air riders, and then we have some guys that go out almost every day it's windy, and it feels like it's every day of the week they're out there somewhere in Boston, somewhere in Rhode Island, finding the wind.
Particularly on a foil.
Right.
Added that dimension that we know from the Boston area, you don't have strong winds all the time, but if you have a foil, there's a very good chance that you're going to get out on any given day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, exciting. All right, Leo, I will catch you next week.
Catch you next week, Alan. Thanks, everyone.